Thank you again, Shannon, for speaking with us. We're very happy with the success that your Mamas for Mamas event had. And I'm hoping you can tell us a little bit about what happened before you actually found Trellis and the situation you were in planning your event and what that looked like from your end.
Absolutely. It was a really, really exciting venture for us to get into to work with Jillian Harris on her Jilly's Christmas in June campaign. You know, during COVID, when everything kind of went under for charities, this was a way for us really to come back on top and continue to provide the support we needed. So we had set up a platform on our website and had gone through the due diligence to make sure that we had, you know, in our minds, more than enough capacity to manage the amount of people that we expected to be on the site at one time. We were drastically underprepared in the best of ways, I guess you could say, in the sense that, you know, we had set it up so that 100,000 people could visit our site that day. You know, realizing, looking back now, how naive that was, I feel silly thinking that that was anywhere near adequate. You know, so the team at Trellis could identify within the first hour of our campaign launching that we were struggling to maintain the amount of back-end services to keep this auction site going. Or not auction, sorry, it was a raffle, donate to win kind of a site. And so Justin popped in with a friend of ours, Scott, that's been working with us since day one. He's with Haven Mattress now. And he's just got a big heart for mamas. And he kind of is one of those people who seems to know what's best for me sometimes before I do. And he's been pushing me to use Trellis for quite some time. And I've always just been very stuck in my ways that, you know, our chief technology officer has the capacity to do it. There's no point in paying for a different platform. And at the end of the day, our chief technology officer is unbelievable. But we are just not equipped like an entire team of tech individuals and coders and people like Justin who, you know, do this for a living. You know, we run a charity for a living, but we don't necessarily run a charity tech-based platform for a living. So it made a lot of sense to just switch over as soon as possible. And unfortunately, and fortunately, I guess, depending on how you put it, we had a very short period of time to take a website that we had built over the course of 2 weeks. We had about 20 minutes to 40 minutes to rebuild it completely over at Trellis. And in my mind, I just thought, like, how is that even possible? Why are we trying to switch it over after an hour when it's been online? Let's just try and fix our site. Let's just keep going there. And Scott said, you know, you're so smart. I can't understand how you're making this call. So I'm going to give you one other chance here. And I think what we should do is to just do both. So what we need to do is, yes, keep the mamas one because we don't want people going there and realizing it's somewhere completely separate now. So we decided to launch both. And yeah. Holy man, was that ever an hour of like the sweatiest, most stressful, most exciting moments ever. Can Trellis rebuild the site that took us 2 weeks in under 40 minutes? And man, holy man, not only was the site rebuilt, but we were able to bring in the kind of capital and the kind of funding that we desperately needed to get through COVID. And honestly, it just would not have been possible had that site not been rebuilt in that amount of time and relaunched. And they were in touch with Team Jilly. And the way that they did it, I found was really, it made all the difference. So it wasn't like, hey guys, your site sucks. Let me come on and help. It was like, hey guys, you're doing such an amazing thing. This is incredible. Holy Dinah. Nobody could expect the amount of traffic happening here. Let us jump in to help. Basically do traffic control. Like, let us be your traffic control team. We're not going to charge you extra. We understand your biggest concern was, you know, paying an extra percentage for a service that you were pretty confident you could provide yourselves. Mm-hmm. And I just straight up, you know, the best way to put it was, I would rather 95% of $233,000 all day, every day, over 100% of 20 grand all day, yeah, every day. Yeah. And it was a really important learning lesson for us as we scale up and grow from an organization that is grassroots and based in Kelowna, BC, to a full out national organization that does a lot of things online, a lot of things tech-based. And as the first tech charity born on social media in Canada, it only makes sense that we are on the cutting edge of whatever new fundraising capacities are out there when it comes to leveraging the masses to make sure that we can leave no mama behind. Mm-hmm. So that was a very long answer to your first question, but basically it was just a matter of realizing that we had an incredible team on standby wanting to help us out, and we're all about working together. We just didn't realize how much help we needed and how intense the campaign was going to be. So the fact that Justin could see that ahead of time and understood where my hesitancies were and stepped in when it was the most important and with just such grace and respect, you know, there was just a lot of, I don't even know how to put it. There was a lot of, there was no ego, and it was really appreciated. Let's put it that way.
That's awesome. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ran right through a bunch of my questions, which is so exciting because I love hearing
the enthusiasm
in your voice and not having me to kind of cut in each time. So that actually worked out really well.
Good.
You did kind of mention it, but I just wanted to ask you again, what were the actual results that came from it? And did you have any projection on what you would have made if you hadn't added the additional Trellis site?
Yeah, actually I have really specific numbers that blew my mind when I reviewed them. So our site, was able to bring in just under $20,000. You know, if we had additional capacity, it would have been, awesome. But the fact that we had Trellis on the other side, Trellis brought in $218,000, just over $218,000.
Wow.
In under 22 hours, because we had launched, 8 a.m. that morning, and they had to be done by, I think it was midnight that night. So there really wasn't a huge amount of time. So it was, we'd expected, we had hoped, truly hoped to bring in $40,000 in this campaign. That was like our, you know, this is COVID. Nobody has any idea how much money anyone has to spare right now. Mm-hmm. You know, we really are just kind of grasping at straws. So let's see what we can bring in. And 40 grand was going to make a huge difference and let us keep our frontline mamas employed. And then when I started, you know, tracking the back end of what was going on with Trellis, well, bless his heart, Justin kept updating me, even though he's like, "Hey, my team has to go to bed." I said, "No, please, no, one more update, please." And by the end of the night, when there was, you know, just about $180,000 through the Trellis account around, you know, 9 p.m., I realized that not only was it, you know, hugely beneficial to use Trellis for that campaign, but, you know, for any other campaign going forward, it's just so nice to have a team of tech support that can jump on the back end and fix things with our team. So it's not instead of or in lieu of, it's with, you know, and that's the whole vibe of Mamas for Mamas is working together, collaborating, filling gaps for and with each other. And that's exactly what Trellis did with us. And the amount of money that came in allowed us to expand our support services for the BIPOC community, you know, our Aboriginal communities, and we were able to do a giant $5,000 donation to the Friendship Center, the Métis Center, who's got a new gathering space opening up soon, and they just didn't have the support for it. So it blew our minds, and it was just incredible.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's awesome. My last question here is, if there was somebody listening and maybe they weren't quite convinced yet, what would you say to them? How likely are you to recommend to them Trellis based on the experiences that you had?
Well, I'll put it this way. I am the most resistant person to adopt new technology you will ever meet in your life. And our CTO will attest to that. Our CFO will attest to that. They've been trying to get me to use Receipt Bank for years. I won't even use my own Salesforce login. But I am 100% an advocate of using Trellis. And for example, you know, our gala this year is going to be on Trellis, not just the ticket sales, but we have made a way to include a huge amount of people in the small gala we're doing this year through Trellis's stay at home gala feature. And we'll also be using the Trellis site for the silent auction and the live auction. Basically everything that I've been hoping to have all on one site and have been advising Justin on in the last couple of years is exactly what Trellis is today. The auction feature that has just been added has allowed us to completely shift from any other site. And we just purchased an annual membership. And if you know me, I don't buy anything unless it's a 1 month plan. So I think that speaks volumes to my support for Trellis, and also just my gratitude for Justin as a human being, understanding that people like me, you know, CEO of a charity that is really just trying to save the dollars and spend as little as we can on overhead so we can make sure the mamas get all the support they need. He really, really gets that. Mm-hmm. I also really understand he's running a business and I want to support, you know, the people that he's got on the back end, making it happen for people like me and for people across Canada that are still trying to fundraise and find a way through COVID together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Wow, that's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Shannon. It was really great to hear that from your perspective and kind of hear all of the passion that you have in your voice. So thank you so much for taking the time to meet with me.
Absolutely. I really, really appreciate you following up and just all the work you guys are doing. Helping charities right now is it's huge. It's super important. And I'm excited that I finally got it through my thick head that you guys are the one and only.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you so much. I'm happy that your phone has worked out and I hope you have a good rest of your day.
I will. I've got my phone. I've got my emails hooked up. Girl, I got everything out of here. And if you need anything else, please reach out. I'm happy to chat at any time.
Awesome. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too, Emily.